Welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Starrett, filling in for Mark Dankoff. I'm the communications director for the Constitution Party, and many of the issues that Mark talks about on his program are issues that are near and dear to this party. As you know, if you've been a member of any of the big box parties, the Democrats or the Republicans, you realize that they have certainly left their base, and they certainly don't have an allegiance to the issues that are important to you and to all of us. And so that's why we're working hard to bring these issues to your attention. And we were just talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor, talking about the NAFTA Superhighway and how it affects all of us. What I'd like to talk about in the next hour is this crime syndicate that basically defrauds Americans of a fair and free election. You know, it's kind of amazing that we send peacekeeping forces to other countries to be observers at elections, and yet in our country, electronic voting is something that we cannot ascertain that our votes have been cast properly. We cannot ascertain that they have been counted properly. And as you know, as Joseph Stalin said, he who votes, casts the vote, decides nothing. He who counts the vote decides everything. There is what is called a clean elections lawsuit, which has been filed in 10 states. And what this does is it files a suit, and there are plaintiffs, which is just the average voter, plaintiffs in all states, in the 10 states, against the states because the attorneys general have signed on to this electronic voting virtually in every county, and says, you guys are defrauding us of our constitutional right for a free election, and it's not going to work. The Supreme Court two times ruled that that this type of that basic voting rights are constitutional, and so that's what we need to focus on. Fortunately, there is a group of people and one particular very dedicated man at a group called Citizens for a Fair Vote Count. And you can check out their work at votefraud.org. And for years, this has been something that's really bothered me. All you have to do is pick up a copy of the book Vote Scam, and your whole entire picture of voting in this country will be forever changed, and especially in light of what happened with Pat Buchanan, what is now apparently happening with Ron Paul. We really need to make sure that we have free and fair elections for what's coming up in 2008, which will be an election which will decide the fate of this republic. Joining us now, Jim Condit, Jr. of Citizens for a Fair Vote Count at votefraud.org. Hi, Jim. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm so grateful for your work. Bring us up to speed on this clean elections lawsuit.
Okay. Well, about a month ago, the first wave of it was filed, and 10 states... plaintiffs in 10 states sued, basically in most cases, the head elections official in the state and the attorney general, which is usually the secretary of state. And now we're in the process of gathering plaintiffs for the rest of the 40 states, because what's basically happening is we're looking for three plaintiffs in each state to. Basically, what they do is they sue the attorney general and the secretary of state that as I was hearing you just summarize properly, the states are each violating the constitutional rights of the citizens. The Supreme Court ruled, as used in 1964-1915, that there's two parts to our right to vote: the right to cast a vote and the right to know it was counted accurately. And with the machines, they're violating the second part.
All right, let's pick that up at the end of the break. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Starrett, filling in for Mark Dankoff. Our guest is Jim Condit, Jr. of votefraud.org. We'll take a break and then come back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Sterrett, the Communications Director of the Constitution Party. And you can check us out at constitutionparty.com. Find out why we're the largest third party and the third largest party based on voter registration. Because guess what? The Republicans and the Democrats have walked away from the founding principles of this country, and we simply will not get back to constitutional government without looking at elsewhere and moving away from the two, as I call them, big box parties. So Mark Dankoff is on his way to Los Angeles to speak at the No More Wars for Israel conference this weekend. His program will be live from there tomorrow and Monday, and you're going to want to tune in for that. Right now, my guest is Jim Condit, Jr. of VoteFraud.org, the group Citizens for a Fair Vote Count. And what this group does, and I'm so grateful for the work that they have been doing for years, is to expose and stop computer vote fraud. We were talking before the break, Jim, about how the Supreme Court ruled twice, I think 1915 and 1964, that there are two essential parts to the right, constitutional right for Americans to vote. Can you go over those again?
Yes, the two parts are one, the right to cast a ballot, and the second is the right to know that it was counted accurately. And 49 states and one half of New Hampshire violate the second part. When the ballots disappear at closing time, and then they are taken somewhere and counted in secret behind police guard, we don't know whether our ballot is being counted accurately or not. That is That is the essential objection of the lawsuit, the National Clean Elections lawsuit that was just filed by a lead plaintiff, Bob Schultz of We the People. And that's the essential point of it. Is the point is that, for instance, the Constitution Party, to make the point in another way, is the only party in existence that has always been perfectly clear about the vote, about our right to vote. In the Constitution, it says that the ballots must be basically kept in sight of the people and counted by the people in the neighborhood precinct before they, and the results posted before the ballots disappear. And this was, of course, the way it was done in the first part of our country. So, for instance, even in 1776, 1780, 17, all around there, people would actually, at that time, they could bring their own piece of paper with their, who they voted on, and then eventually they got to printing the ballots, and people would just come and take a ballot. Sometime around 1940s, I believe, it might even been in the late 1800s, the first lever machine was introduced. But by the 1940s, more machines were introduced. But by the 1970s, 73 or so, there was a mad dash on, unbeknownst to the public, to put computers in every county. And by 1988, for sure, it might have been earlier than that, but by 1988, we had 49 states and one half of, and an increasing part of New Hampshire. Right now, one half of their 210 precincts are counted by machine, one half by the way they should be done, with paper and counted in the open. So in all of our states, only one half of one state counts the votes properly and respects the constitutional rights of the citizens. The other 49 and a half states are absolutely violating our right, because in every dictatorship, you can they let you cast a ballot. In Stalin's Russia, they cast a ballot. People often forget this, but there's pictures and there's film. I got film that was shown on the History Channel somewhere, if I can find it, put it up on the Internet, of communist tyrant Stalin casting a ballot, okay? So that's nothing, but in a dictatorship, they take that ballot away and tell the people how you voted. In a free country, people count their own votes. Well, in the United States, since at least 1988, we're being treated like slaves or like serfs. And coincidentally, since 1988, we've had nothing but Bushes and Clintons in the White House. And now they're telling...
It looks like we're on course that we had Bush, Clinton, Bush, and guess what? Probably another Clinton.
Well, the five TV networks that are in this up to their neck, they're claiming that we want another Clinton. And we can get into that, but I mean, this is not part of the lawsuit. The lawsuit sticks on the straight and narrow of simply saying, whatever system you use, you have to respect our right. You can't hide the ballots from the people at election time. But in reality, this is Jim Conda Jr. now speaking of citizens fair, of a fair vote count. And as you know, this is in Vote Scam, The Stealing of America, which was written by the late Collier brothers, Jim and Ken Collier, who I worked with from 1985 till Ken died in 1993. In 1985 is when I started working with him, 1993, and Jim died in 1998. But they show in that book that the five TV networks, well, they're, you know, the Fox was just coming into existence in 1998. They only talk about the four TV networks because the Vote Scam was published in 1993. And now the four major computer companies that are counting 96% of our vote are, and the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee, are all in it up to their necks of imposing this unconstitutional and I would say criminal system on the United States. It's not just that we are saying that, hey, we don't want the computers to count the votes wrong, which I believe has happened in numerous cases, and it's proven in some cases where they just lose the results. It's that any system that hides the ballots from the people is a corrupt system. It is not a matter that it might be counted right or might be counted wrong. If they hide the ballots from the people are taking it on an act of blind faith that the votes are being counted right, and then that is violating our constitutional right. This is a hard point for people to understand. They'll say, well, can you prove? We can't prove anything happened in the last election that was wrong. Well, in some cases, of course, you can, and isolated, but that is really not the point. If you can't see the evidence, you can't prove the crime. If you can't see the evidence, you can't prove it was counted right. You can't prove it was counted wrong. So there's a principle in logic that says whatever is gratuitously asserted or frivolously asserted can be gratuitously denied. So if they say we counted the votes right, we as citizens can say, well, you say that, we say you counted them wrong. We need to keep the ballots in the open. What should happen, like it happens, for instance, one of our plaintiffs is Mr. Douglas Bursall of New Hampshire, and he is an elected town official in Richmond, Virginia. He's the head moderator, the elected, they call it the town moderator. It's like the head of the Board of Elections in Richmond, Richmond, New Hampshire. And in his precinct, they have the same ballot box they've used for 156 years. It's an oak ballot box. People come there. I think there's 600 people in the town. Everybody who votes, they usually get, 200 or 250 votes. Everyone comes, marks their ballot, paper ballot, puts it in the box. At the end, that box is kept in public view on a table all day. At the end of the day, they open it, and Democrats, Republicans, and anyone who wants to watch opens those ballots, and they count them right in the open. And that's the way it should be done, because then it's impossible for anybody to fix the election from a central location. Do you think that point is clear that I've just made?
Point is clear, but there would be those, Jim, who would say that, we're in the computer age and we're being archaic to think we should be marking on paper when we only had a fraction of the population. And, let's get with progress and let's get with, let's move up to the computer age. Why is that not a good argument?
Well, the guy that invented in fact, Dr. Gary North, who you may have heard of, I think it was through Howard Phillips, the founder of the Constitution Party, which is originally called the U.S. Taxpayers. Howard put me in touch with him by email, I believe, I think we talked once, and he pointed out to me that the guy that built the first personal computer in the United States, a fellow named, I think his name was Scott Osborne. I know it was Osborne. I think it was Scott Osborne. He wrote the book Running Wild in the 70s, and he said in that book Running Wild that, computers would form a lot of functions, but there's three areas they should never be allowed to be the deciding factor. One was voting. I think the second was Wall Street, and the third might have been banking. I'm not sure what the third, but the first one he warned against was elections. The reason it's not a good argument is because the people can never know, the average person, and even the person who hasn't programmed the computer, can never know what is happening inside the computer. So that it violates our second amendment, our second amendment. It violates the second part of our right to vote. So that's why it's never a good argument. And no matter how sophisticated, and no one's saying that computers can't count votes, right? If you had an honest person, and a competent person or several programming the computer and no one messed with it, then certainly you could put ballots through it and it would count them accurately. That's not the problem. The problem is that when the average person doesn't know who touched the program last, or if someone's hacking into it at the moment of the election, we can never know for sure, if we're not allowed to see the ballots, what is happening. And that's why it's an invalid argument to say because computers can count votes that we should use them, because it's not worth the speed when we don't know if the votes counted accurately or not.
This is critical, because as we head into the 08 presidential election, we look at the two big box parties who really are basically one agenda, one globalist agenda,
right,
moving us in the same direction, who have every interest and certainly an overriding interest in staying in power. When you see somebody like Ron Paul come to the fore with such enormous popularity, when you see the growth of the Constitution Party as more and more people refuse to consider themselves members of either of the major parties now, and the largest voting bloc considering themselves independent or members of a third party, there is even more of an impetus on the part of Americans, I would think, to make sure that the vote they cast is the vote that is counted properly. What do you see going into 08, when we come back from the break? I want you to think about this, Jim, that they could be doing to make sure that somebody like Ron Paul doesn't wind up getting elected and kind of putting the kibosh on their globalist agenda. That's what we'll take up with Jim Condit when we come back I'm Mary Sterrett, Communications Director of the Constitution Party. Check us out at constitutionparty.com. And I'm filling in for Mark Dankoff. He'll be back tomorrow broadcasting live from L.A. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back and good morning. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Sterrett, the Communications Director of the Constitution Party, filling in for Mark Dankoff, who's at the No More Wars for Israel conference. He'll be broadcasting live tomorrow from Los Angeles and Monday. This morning, we're talking about a crime syndicate, and I'm talking about the electronic voting system in this country in virtually every county, which defrauds on a large scale, it has been proven, defrauds Americans of not only the right to vote, but to have their vote counted in front of them and have the vote counted properly. Jim Condit, Jr. of VoteFraud.org, is our guest, heading up an organization called Citizens for a Fair Vote Count. We're talking about the Supreme Court came up with a two-part, basically saying you have the right to cast a vote and to have it counted in front of you and counted properly. And we sort of discounted the argument that we need to get into the computer age and allow voting instead of paper ballots, but we're figuring out that's not true. Going into the 08 election, we were talking before the break, Jim, why we need to get on this and to remedy this right away, looking at what's going on with Ron Paul and how the two big box parties have every reason to make sure he doesn't gain any more than he has and perhaps even become elected. How does this compare with what happened to Buchanan in 1996?
Well, I just want to make 2 points real quickly before we get into the specifics of what's happening now and what's happened in the past. That is, the lawsuit that's filed by Bob Schultz of We the People, okay, that sticks to, that does not bring in Diebold or Election System Services or the four, the Hart or Sequoia, the four major computer companies who are states and counties. 99% of our counties have unlawfully delegated the authority to take our votes away from us at closing time and count them in secret behind police guard, to where it takes 3 weeks in most places to even get a recount. You know, get a recount. So if I was a magician and a criminal, I would want only one thing, and that is make the ballots disappear from the people for at least a few minutes so I can switch the ballots or do whatever I need to do. That is what all the bad elements in this argument, all those that I'm just going to say, there's the good and there's the bad. And the bad, for instance, politically, have been the National Republican and Democratic Party. The good has been the Constitution Party, with the Libertarian Party and the Reform Party not being quite on either side at all times. The Reform Party has been pretty good, but only the Constitution Party has been perfectly clear in their platform, which is online if people search for it, that the ballots can never disappear from the people until they're counted at the local precinct and posted. And then, under proper guard, they can be locked up and preserved. But now what they're doing, the ballots are, as Howard, I remember Howard Phillips in his 1996 address accepting the nomination of what was in the U.S. Taxpayers Party that became the Constitution Party in California, he said, right now the ballots are snatched from the people at closing time. They're taken from the people. He used the word snatched. And they're taken from the people at closing time. And then if you try to count them in 49 and a half of our states, anybody listening, call your county. Ask them, hey, if we, some citizens in our, we're not talking anarchy here, citizens in our precinct wanted to count the paper ballots, assuming they exist, which now they're bringing back paper ballots, then how could we do it? You will be told, if you're not in that one part of New Hampshire, that one half of New Hampshire, you're there, you will be told, there's no way, and if you try to get at the ballots to count them, we will arrest you. So right now, we're just like we would be in a communist country. If the people try to, citizens, media, candidates try to get at their ballots to count them before they disappear, that you will be arrested, and you'll be called someone trying to warp the vote count, which is exactly on its head. So let's be perfectly clear, and that's all the lawsuit gets at, is you cannot hide the ballots even for 5 minutes. It used to be in this country that if the ballots disappeared for 5 seconds from the site of the ballot box disappeared and the ballots from the site of the poll workers, they were invalidated because everyone knew that the crooks always wanted to have the ballots disappear so they could alter them. And the good people did not. A normal person doesn't want to say, trust me, I'll take the votes in the back room and count them. A normal person knows that no one should trust anyone else. It should be done in the open just to avoid against error. Let alone deliberate fraud. And what I'm worried about, Mary, now we're moving to Citizens for a Vote, Fair Vote Count and the vote scam and the stealing of America, because the Colliers and I saw eye to eye on this, and that is we're moving into the fact that my concern is not some kid from Hackensack, New Jersey, tapping into the voting machines on election night, which is possible if they're smart enough. I'm worried about the owners of the four companies that are counting 96% of our vote in secret. Diebold, Election System and Services, Sequoia, Hart, the Democrat and Republican Party leadership have coerced, arm-twisted, gotten somehow the Secretaries of State and the counties in 49 and a half states to delegate the authority to, quote, count, unquote, our votes, because we don't know if they're counting them right or not, to these four companies. That is the criminal part of this. It is unconstitutional. It is illegal. I don't care if they count the votes right this election and wrong that election. To allow the ballots to be hidden from the people, that is why I, not the lawsuit, not Bob Schultz, I and many of us call this a criminal syndicate that has taken away our right to vote for the obvious reason to have power and control over the future of the world.
We'll take a short break, come back with Jim Condit, Jr., and you can check out their work at votefraud.org. I'm Mary Sarek, filling in for Mark Dankoff. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting System.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Starrett, Communications Director of the Constitution Party, and I'm filling in for Mark Dankoff, who'll be back tomorrow. He'll be broadcasting live from the No More Wars for Israel conference. He'll also be broadcasting live on Monday in Los Angeles, his normal time slot. Our guest for the next half hour is going to be Jim Condit, Jr. He's been with us for the last half hour. Check out the website, votefraud.org. Organization is Citizens for a Fair Vote Count. We're talking about coming up to 2008 presidential election and why it's critical we get away from this electronic voting scheme. One of the things, Jim, I would like to talk about is how this is basically from start to finish that these corporations, just a handful of corporations, not only are counting the vote, they're behind the systems that and the software and the networks are getting their information. How are they all tied together? And I understand it's pretty heavily co-opted by an alliance with the Republican Party more so than the Democrats.
And I don't think that's really true. This is what a lot of the vote fraud people push, the people that are working on this issue that really have come into it since 2000. And I have been on these short internet discussions with Bev Harris and all the computer scientists like Evie Rubin and David Dill of Stanford, and Doug Jones of Iowa and all the rest of the. And I've told them when they were talking about the, yeah, and there is an alliance with Diebold. Somebody came out, one of their executives came out in 2000 and said, we'll deliver the votes for Bush. But I told them, you better say, and most of them won't, that there's a larger force behind the Democrat and Republican Party. Because as soon as the Democrats start winning, you're going to lose all your credibility. And, of course, phonies like MoveOn.org and others have said, oh, you did a great job watching the vote in 2006 and the Democrats got elected. Or if they succeed in telling us a Democrat was elected in 2008 with a computer-published vote, then what are people going to say? They're going to think, oh, I guess the Democrats are watching the Republicans and the Republicans watching the Democrats. But the larger forces of the, you know, some of the front organizations you hear about are the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, and I would say it's all tied around those who run the Federal Reserve System are the ones who have the power to issue money in secret, and that's where the natural and the power in the natural order comes of the one people pushing for the one world government and the North American Union. But these background forces just have, as you said at the beginning of the show, they have two parties, Democrat and Republican, that are the same party. They're two masks for the same party, the same agenda. So hence we see the Democrats get elected, but then the war goes on in Iraq, and they don't do anything serious to stop it. I don't know how many of the Democrats are going to wake up to this. So at any rate, that is the bottom line, is that there's a force larger, and they're tied together because they work together. The five TV networks are run by the same a crowd. You can see that you can see all of them are suppressing Ron Paul right now. So this is just a plan that has been worked out. It's known, so we could call it an open conspiracy. But it's the five TV networks, the major wire services, New York Times and AP, the four companies that all of these 50 secretaries of states and four. And 49 and a half states have delegated to, and again, that's Election System and Services, Diebold, Hart, and Sequoia, the four companies that should be immediately investigated. More importantly, they should just be all, the contracts should be ended, they should be thrown out of counting our votes or touching our votes at all. And that's what our lawsuit would do, the National Clean Elections lawsuit. If people want to read it or want to volunteer to be a plaintiff, because we're still looking for plaintiffs in a few states, just go to votefraud.org. That's VOTEFRAUD.org, as I appreciate you announcing. The thing that will hit your eye first on the homepage is National Clean Elections lawsuit. If you click on that, you'll be able to get through to the lawsuit right away at We the People site, and then you'll be able to get through to sign up as a plaintiff at the second link. Now, of course, the reason... And I'm speaking now for myself and Citizens for a Vote Count. The reason is to block someone like Ron Paul from getting elected. If Ron Paul would get elected, he would go back to the Constitution, reverse the plans for the world government, the North American Union, which is now in the open. I hear somebody called me earlier today and said that Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, quote, spilled the beans on Larry King. Bush refused to deny it. They're trying to do in this continent what they did in Europe, the world government powers, and that is unite the North American Union, Mexico, Canada, and United States into the North American Union, which means really the end of the sovereignty of the United States. And Bush is a traitor, as far as I'm concerned. So is Clinton. They've been studiously working on this for the last 16 years, or really since 1988. George Bush's dad announced right before the first Gulf War that we are coming into the era of a new world order. That's a famous quote now, which he said on September 11th, 1990. So when you got a candidate like Pat Buchanan or Ron Paul, they're really the only two candidates that became known to the majority of Americans. And even Ron Paul now is not known to the majority of Americans because the major media, all tied together by this Federal Reserve money crowd that has the power and the money to issue things, obviously there's been a concerted effort on the part of ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and Fox to block, not mention Ron Paul. He's getting a little mention now because of the debates, which is why he ran on the cable networks. But when they talk about on Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and Clear Channel Radio is another big part of this. Clear Channel Radio now owns 1,400 of the major AM talk stations in the United States, and they won't even have, it's a concerted effort. They will not mention Ron Paul unless they ridicule him. They may have a few little favorable spots, But then that's the first way. The way that they control who's getting elected is, one, no publicity, unless someone, and really only Ron Paul and Buchanan in the last two decades have caught fire enough that they even have to deal with them. Howard Phillips, who's a tremendous individual, was just blacked out. He just didn't get any coverage. I mean, he was on Larry King once, I think, in the year 2000. He was, even though the Constitution Party was on the ballot in like all 50 states or about 38 of the states in one of the next elections.
Yeah, I think it was 41 at that point.
41. Well, he and Harry Brown, who passed away recently of the Libertarian Party, who I think was on all 50 states, they were excluded, even though they were on enough states to win, which should be the only criteria. They were excluded from the debates. And well, if Howard Phillips had gotten equal coverage and been in the debates, he very well might have won in a five-way race with Bush, Clinton, and Harry Brown, I think, in 1996. But he got no publicity. That's the first thing. Now, if someone breaks through and starts getting publicity like Ron Paul, then they got the voting machines there to fix the election. Now, we proved vote fraud against Pat Buchanan in Dubuque County, Iowa, in 1996. By the grace of God, I was there and assembled a team while we were working for Buchanan to watch every precinct. Now, in the Iowa caucus at that time, they counted the votes in the open. This is February 12, 1996. We had someone in Dubuque County, and we could not convince the Buchanan campaign to watch the vote in the other counties. Of course, they were short-staffed and very busy doing just a lot of other things. But, and we were having trouble now getting the Ron Paul campaign staff to do anything to watch the vote in Iowa and New Hampshire, where the votes are counted in the open, at least in part of the state, the Iowa caucus, that is, and the New Hampshire primary. And so what we found, we had observers in all 41 classrooms. It was at Hempstead High School and one other high school there. We had observers, and in Dubuque County, Pat Buchanan got 969 votes. Next closest one that year in 1996 was Bob Dole with 339 votes. Here's the, even though we had eyewitnesses in every class, even though the local county Republican chairman, Rod Bloom, put all the votes up in the hall on a blackboard as they were brought out of each classroom, paper ballots counted before everybody. We knew the count, and they knew the count. All they did is the Republican Party of Iowa had the 99 county chairman call their votes into New York City to Voter News Service. Voter News Service simply switched the votes, sent them back out over AP wire. And in the morning, we saw Pat Buchanan was missing 13% of his vote. They only like gave him 860 votes. And Bob Dole had the same in that county. But they switched the votes, I believe, in all 99 counties. Buchanan probably won that by quite a landslide, but they claimed that he came in 26-23. But when no one was watching the vote, we'll never know for sure what happened. But we know for sure that they shaved 13% of his vote in Dubuque, Iowa. That is one of the few places there's absolute proof of vote fraud and the mechanism. Because you see, Mary, when we vote and they take the ballots away from us, then Voter News Service and the other forces working with the computer companies, and I'll say who Voter News Service is in a minute, they look at the results on the computers without us seeing them at all, and then they just switch them to what they want to. And then if you want a recount, you got to ask, and 3 weeks later they'll come out with the ballots and account a fraction of the ballots. Well, if I was a crook, I could switch the votes in one day. I would have all the ballots, another set of ballots pre-punched or pre-made. I wouldn't need 3 weeks. That was absolute proof, but that was the mechanism. But we could catch it because that vote was counted in the open. And that's why the crooks want to hide the ballots, because if the ballots are hidden, you can't prove anything one way or the other. Voter News Service is a key part of this. And do you remember, they don't do it as much anymore, but in the 80s and 90s, they would come on, a few hours or a few minutes after the polls closed, and Dan Rather would say, CBS can now project that President Bush is the winner in Idaho, or something like that. They'd make a big deal about, we just projected the winner, and we on that night they'd say, we're first to project it, then you'd never hear about it again. Well, I thought at that time that, there was, a team of 50 people with just thick glasses and calculators in the back room trying to project these results. As it turns out, and I have an article on votefraud.org, a short article that was published in Chronicles magazine in 1996, November, called A House Without Doors. And that article, A House Without Doors, goes into this whole thing in Dubuque, Iowa, and the mechanism by which this works. But So if you want to read that in calmness instead of listen to me talk a mile a minute, you go to votefraud.org and scroll down the homepage. You'll see a house without doors. It tells exactly how they vote frauded and who vote frauded. The GOP of Iowa cooperated with Voter News Service. Now, who is Voter News Service? And this is what shows their projections, or their pretending of projecting, and CBS and NBC and CNN competing with each other to project the results was a complete phony act. It was another fraud on the American public. The Voter News Service is the exit poll company that is owned by, guess who? ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, and AP Wire. And you can go to, they've now changed their name to National Election Pool, NEP, and you can go to their website. If you search for National Election Pool, then you'll find that right on their website they got owned by on all the logos of the five networks and AP Wire. And so ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and eventually now Fox, when they project the winner, they're all getting their information from the exact same company, the exact same information at the exact same time, and it's a company that's owned by, now called News Election Pool, that is owned by all five networks and AP Wire. So it's a complete phony. They're all, and the Kyers used to say, phony, and I say, phony polls, phony exit polls on election day, and then the computer count makes them come true. And this is why the Ron Paul campaign, and I don't, some people don't like it that I say this out loud, they will not, the campaign, the Ron Paul's running around a mile a minute, the campaign will not address this issue. It used to be normal for every, so far, and the Buchanan campaign did not, it used to be normal for every campaign to demand an open count and have observers there. The books, How to Win an Election by Steve Shadegg, in 1964, he was Barry Goldwater's campaign manager in 1962 for the Senate race there in Arizona. He had a chapter near the end of that book, How to Win an Election. The chapter was called Don't Let Them Steal It From You. It was normal then. Everybody knew you had to keep your eyes on the ballots at the polls, at every poll on election day. So now, though, without any objection being raised, except we are now raising the objection through the National Clean Elections lawsuit, then I'm certain that the New World Order crowd, the North American Union crowd, which is the same thing, if they need to, there's trillions of dollars at stake. There's the future of the world at stake. They will steal the election, count it in secret from Ron Paul if need be. And I'll give another example of how critical this is. Do you remember that there was a senator named Senator Bob Smith of New Hampshire a few years ago? And he was friendly to the Constitution Party. But he never switched over. Bob Smith was a constitutionalist as much as we've had in the Senate. And he was on election night of 1998, the networks projected through their phony exit polls every election in the country, Senate and the Senate that year, every Senate election they projected properly, and then the computers made it come true. When New Hampshire, half the ballots, remember, were counted by hand. And they projected that Bob Smith lost early in the day. And some of these projections are made, like right now, them telling us Hillary and Giuliani is the front runners, which I believe is completely made up. Nobody ever asked how these polls are done by the five neighbor networks. But anyway, they projected Bob Smith to lose. Well, that when the hand-counted votes came in from the outside of Manchester, guess what? By the end of the night, Bob Smith pulled ahead and won in the hand-counted part of the state. So all four networks were wrong in one case, and that's the case where they're hand-counted votes, because they couldn't control that like they could the computers. And so I think that in itself is a very telling thing. How did they all four get it wrong? Because they all four get the same phony information of phony exit polls, where there's hardly any exit polls even taken. And then they get these phony exit polls and project. Why do they project it 4 in the afternoon? To prepare people for the computer result that they're going to make come true. But in New Hampshire in 1998, half the state counted by hand, a close election. All four of them projected it wrong. And if that isn't, an indicator to people of how we must get these votes counted in the open at the precinct, I don't know what is, you know. So, yeah, in my opinion, if Ron Paul can catch a fire, then they are planning to steal the election from him. And he has caught fire, as you know. They're planning to steal the election from him. Now, if I will say this, and I don't mean to be pessimistic, we're working to try to prevent this from happening by asking a federal court to rule that they cannot hide our votes from us, okay? But if the federal courts do not uphold our right to have our votes never taken from us, never hidden from us till they're counted, then that is going to be an announcement to us that we no longer live in the United States of America, a free country. We now live in some kind of a post-freedom tyrannical type state, although there's no gun control yet, but we live in a non-free state where the government takes the votes from us and counts them in secret and then tells us like we're slaves who the election was, just who the winner is, just like Stalin did. And as Howard Phillips used to say, the purpose of an election is to throw the incumbents out if the people want to. It's not to let a cabal get in there operating behind two masks. Pat Buchanan called the Democrat and Republican Party two wings on the same bird of prey. Let them perpetuate their power by counting the votes in secret when we don't even know what the real count is.
That about sums it up. Well, we'll come back real quick. One more quick segment with Jim Condit, Jr. of VoteFraud.org, and find out what you can do to make sure that when you cast your vote in November of 08, it's going to be counted, and it's going to be counted right. I'm Mary Sarek, filling in for Mark Dankoff. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Starrett, Director of Communications for the Constitution Party, filling in for Mark Dankoff, who will be back live tomorrow from the No More Wars for Israel conference for his program Friday and Monday. Just a few more minutes with Jim Condit, Jr. of VoteFraud.org. and the organization Citizens for a Fair Vote Count. And I would highly recommend you get up to speed on this issue, because otherwise casting a vote anytime, and actually in the last however many years, probably since the 80s, casting a vote electronically is going to pretty much guarantee that your vote won't be counted as cast. So make sure you get up to speed on what's going on. Check out votefraud.org. What can people do, Jim, to make sure that that this thing gets brought to light in their counties and in their states?
Well, I mean, I would urge anyone to contact their sheriff, their Board of Elections, their local media, any local influential people. That tell them to go to votefraud.org. On the home page, there's four or five articles right on the right-hand side in what we call Vote Fraud 101. They can read quickly and get up to speed. There was not time in an hour to go over everything, unless we just talked even faster and skipped over subjects even faster. But if you read the first five or six articles on the right-hand side of that page, you can get the general background. We have a link into what's happening with the vote fraud, voting in the Ron Paul campaign. For instance, the Iowa straw poll, we went out there, and that's where this suit began. Bob Schultz of We the People came and filed it. Thank God for him, because he has the expertise to do this. He joined up with the Fair Vote, Honest Elections people like Vote and Sunshine and Citizens for a Fair Vote Count. When he came and filed it, but the Iowa Republican Party insisted on counting the votes in secret, hiding the ballots. No one has ever seen them. The citizens and voters have never seen them to this day in the Iowa straw poll. And they claim Ron Paul only got 9%, where when they're counting the votes in the open or using a system like these after-the-debate text polls or computer polls where you can only vote once, Ron Paul got 82% of the vote in the debate on CNBC and MSNBC the other night. In the after poll, where you can only vote once, he got 82% of the vote. And the next closest with Huckabee was 6%, I think. Yet in the where they counted the votes in secret in Iowa, Ron Paul only got 9% of the vote. This is what we're talking about. Count the votes in the open, you crooks. That's what I say to them, and that's what everybody should say. And we should say we do not accept this election if they count our votes in secret. If the federal courts or the counties or the don't come to our aid, I don't say, you know, what do you mean? You know, I just mean I don't accept it. You counted the votes in secret. We don't accept it. The government is throwing doubt on its own legitimacy by not counting the votes in the open. So if people want to help, they can go to votefraud.org. The biggest link on the homepage at the top will lead them into wethepeoplefoundation.org, which is Bob Schultz's foundation. And everybody, of course, says this. We could use, we're trying to get $1,500 together to start a special website for this lawsuit and do a few other things, hire the best webmaster in the conservative movement who one time worked for the Constitution Party, I think in 1996, which was Linda Mueller. So if anybody wants to help with that, we're grateful. But I know people are being asked for money every 5 minutes in a presidential election year, but I'll just throw that out. And votefraud.org, you got all the free articles you need there to hear, to read what's happening in the Ron Paul campaign. And incidentally, Mary, I hear the music, but they can hear a program of Jan Michelson on this linked at the top of our webpage of audios. And that battle of the Republican Party of Iowa on August 8th of this year, and you'll hear that they insist on hiding the ballots, and they can't even tell you who programmed the Diebold computers they were using.
Hey, but, Jim, we're out of time. Thank you so much for your good work at votefraud.org.
Well, thanks for having us, Mary, and your
Alrighty.
Work, too.
Mark Dankoff will be back tomorrow. I'm Mary Sarah. Check out constitutionparty.com and find out why we're the third largest party and the largest third party, because guess what? We're it come 08. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.
With recent